Levi Otis from Ellingson Company, one of the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber delegates for the fly-in in D.C., here representing not only the customers of Ellingson, but agriculture all across our region. What message have you brought to D.C.?
Well, I think we've talked about a lot of things, working on H-2A, H-2B, immigration reform, right? As soon as we get the wall done, like, let's have some real conversations on how we can find employees that want to come and work for a short time or want to come and move to North Dakota. I think we've talked a lot on trade, right? Tone down some of the rhetoric. Let's get some deals done and work with our friends to the north and see some more Canadian license plates and parking lots. We've also talked about easements and reform in agriculture. We have so much overlap on government regulation that it's just hard to do anything. So when the Trump administration and this Congress get some things passed and we start getting wins, and we don't want to be caught flat-footed and not to be able to do anything because we have regulation, right? And I think there's just a lot of things that can be reformed. The heart of the regulation might still be there, but we need to roll some of this stuff back and really open up the floodgates for the workforce.
You specifically have pressed a few of the guests, including Secretary Noem, related to work visas for the South African community that are very integral to farm operations all across our region. What needs to happen there?
I think that's a good question. There's many times when people leave and they go back to South Africa in the fall. They've got their applications. Everybody's ready to rock. And then all of a sudden they're getting on a plane. They're coming back and all of a sudden they're denied. Well, that farmer, you know, can only have them for a certain amount of time. Well, day one, it's critical, right? Our short growing seasons are very critical. So you need your team to be there when you need your team to be there. And if it's paperwork that's messed up, if it's an agency issue, which most often it feels like it is something within the agency. And you heard Senator Kramer say, I am involved in so many of these hiccups, and it's like, why? Why? Like, don't we have a system? So let's make that system work better. And for some reason, it's in the agencies. And as we move forward, we're going to peel back some of this onion and see where those problems come from, because the farmers are on their end. They're doing good work.
And you're hearing from a lot of farm operators that the South Africans want to remain here. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a lot of South Africans that are telling our customers, hey, we want to move to Carrington. We want to move to Cooperstown, Ellendale, Lemoore, right? And they want to bring their families here. They want to be part of the community and work for these farmers long term. You know, the farms are getting bigger. Yeah, equipment's getting bigger, but we're not having 6, 7, 8 kids to do the work anymore, so we need to bring people that want to be part of the community and flourish.
There's been an effort that you've been in the middle of trying to reform the process with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and their overregulation of what we call prairie potholes. There's perpetual easements that have been a real sticking point. I know this goes back to the previous Trump administration. Then you had 4 years of Biden, and now Trump's back in. What do you want to see happen there?
Well, I want to see, if I was king for a day, we'd just buy them out, right? Buy out the easements. NRCS still regulates them, so you can't drain the wetland, but you could mitigate. Right now, the easement has such a large setback that a farmer can't go and improve the ground around the wetland, and so it's degrading the soil. Like, you, when you drive around North Dakota and you see all those big salt alkaline patches, there's over 6 million acres of that salty soil in North Dakota, and well over half of it is on easement ground. And if we can't go in and respect the setback like the NRCS sets, that ground is just worthless. There's no wildlife out there. There's no ducks. There's no crops growing. There's no prairie grasses. It's just garbage. And so that's where we want to go. Is we need to get the mapping fixed. We got to get the setbacks fixed or buy them out.
You feel like this round, Trump 2, you'll get that done?
Yeah, I think so. Secretary Burgum was very well versed in the issue. He was very excited to tell us about his guy coming on from Wyoming. He's also very familiar with the issue. He gave us the, we will get this done, and so we're not talking about in 50 years look. So
thanks, Levi.
I'm excited. Thank you, Scott.